Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have John W. Spring. And John has been the whistleblower for the Cuban Missile Crisis. He's got a letter back from John F. Kennedy. He has been the main proponent to try to stop, with my assistance here, the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. But it's not just that. Korea is actually turning into the Walmart for nukes and missile systems to deliver chemical, biological, nuclear weapons. And if this isn't stopped, not just America, but the whole world is in grave danger, because the most sawed-off small country can have deliverable nukes and or drones or some other means to deliver them and cause great havoc and destruction on the planet. So this is a major problem. This is basically what they call the Rubicon of the nuclear age, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is going to be the proliferation of nuclear weapons to practically every country throughout the world, unless we can stop Korea in its tracks right now.
Right.
And that's going to depend largely upon how Washington is able to treat the situation. It seems as if, as of yesterday, that North Korean officials might possibly be receptive. But what do we hear from Washington? The same old hard line, they're going to have to completely denuclearize first. Well, it seems like they're willing to consider going down that road, but when you're just being given the same old rhetoric and blamed for things of previous regimes, it doesn't go over too well in Pyongyang, nor would it with any other leader's nation
right.
or regime.
Right. In other words, the whole way that they're going about the process of trying to negotiate is wrongheaded, isn't it?
Very much so.
Yeah,
I only wish that we had someone like John F. Kennedy, whom you could actually make contact with. While in President Trump's case, it seems like he's shielded by so many persons that it's almost impossible to penetrate the shield to approach him.
Right.
And I only wish that there was some way, someone that could act as our envoy to President Trump, because I believe that he has, and I think you would agree, Dr. Deagle, that he has tremendous potential. He probably has more gray matter than any other president during our lifetime.
Yeah, I think his quantifiable IQ is around 160, but his business IQ is over 200, which means he knows how to pivot. His book called The Art of the Deal means he knows how to actually work, but the problem is he's got inadequate data. He's surrounded by people that basically pretend to be experts on things, but he's not listening to people like you and me, which are real experts on it. We know the situation. I work with classified agencies and people. You're very much a historian, geographer, and you see the physical dangers. I have contacts inside the government, like we've had, like, you know, Professor Paul, who's an engineer in the Pentagon. I'm not going to mention his last name. I've got other people that came up with their full name, Jason Burgess, back, what, 6 months ago, that I, with a full disclosure, that for 2 years North Korea, and that was back in early 2017, could strike North America with a nuclear weapon. And you got to understand the guidance systems they had on those nukes were Russian from the mid-90s, so they're probably not lame. In other words, they can probably hit with a relatively high degree of accuracy. They may be even piggybacking either on the Russian or Chinese long-range targeting system. So we have to understand what we're dealing with here is an end-of-the-world situation. This is the kind of situation that Donald Trump, if he doesn't solve this problem, the world's in very grave danger of this kind of event triggering off a thermonuclear war with all the great powers.
Yes, and part of the problem is what I alluded to earlier before we went on the air in our discussion, Dr. Deagle, when I mentioned that just as of last week, March 2nd, NBC News released two articles, and they look very authoritative, very reliable, very well documented. At least that's the impression that they give with their maps and charts and narration. But they're very deceptive. Now, I would encourage our listening audience to see if they can find these on the Internet. The first one is titled North Korea's New Missile Technology May Have Soviet Roots. In other words, they're trying to say that the rocket engines used by North Korea may actually be hardware that were smuggled in from the Ukraine, when in reality, if that were a possibility, it would be more likely that it would be coming from the rocket engine facility near Moscow.
Right, exactly.
And the other article is called Open Source Material Offers Hints of North Korea's Missile Capabilities, both by the same authors, Richard Engel and Kenneth Werner. And again, in the first article, they refer to Michael Elliman, a senior fellow for missile defense at the International Institute for Strategic Studies. Now, that sounds like a very prestigious organization, the International Institute for Strategic Studies, but in reality, they don't have a very good track record when it comes to dealing with reality.
Right.
As a result, the news media, government officials, listen to these individuals, assume they are extremely reliable, when in reality, they put out very misleading information. And you begin to wonder, you know, NBC News of NBC Universal, which is 51% controlled by Comcast and 49% by GE, there are corporate interests which are not necessarily those in the best interest of this nation or our allies. And people need to understand that just because it appears on one of the major news networks, that it is not necessarily being posted or released in the best interest of the American people.
Right.
And so I would encourage people to look at those articles, examine them very carefully, because basically what they're talking about now in that article, I rebutted back in August of 2017. It's basically a rewrite of an earlier article, at least the first one is, of Michael Elliman. And I came to an entirely different conclusion after doing my own research, as I have on many other instances regarding statements made by him. And as I have already mentioned, I concluded that if indeed the hardware is obtained from any part of the Soviet Union, it's more likely to be from the NPO Energomash, which is located at Khimki, K-I-N-K-I, near Moscow.
Right.
You can hardly miss that site because of all the smoke that comes out of its stack.
Well, I guarantee you, here's what happens. What Trump needs to do is push for United Nations on-the-ground assessment of the sources of materials, microchips, titanium alloy for the shells of these rockets, guidance systems and everything, and trace back to normally the banks, the nations, etc., and put sanctions targeted against those specific things. We don't need an overall policy to kind of sanction everything in Russia. What we want to do on the other side is we want to collaborate with them in getting rid of ISIS and set up business deals to expand their industry, because basically Russians are starving. That's why you can go online, and I can't believe how many damned emails I get, Russian brides this and Russian that. The most expensive city to live in the world is Moscow. The Russian people are starving to death. That's why they keep on getting promises from Vladimir Putin he's going to make the nation great again. Look, America and the other nations have a robust economy because it's driven by people that work hard. In Russia, as they say in Russia, I'll pretend to work and you pretend to pay me, okay? It's a mess. And the fact is, to bring Russia back, we've got to make sure that we bring back industry and other things, but we have to sanction them to not have proxy nations building nukes and missiles to attack us or threatening us with an untouchable weapon like Putin did recently. He needs to smarten up. Back to reality here. John, you've done an amazing service here with all your letters, and I'm going to post up a bunch more here. What people need to grasp here, if and you're listening, I know you're listening here, either advisors for Donald Trump, but listen up and take this seriously, or when you're standing at the Golden Gates, I'm going to be beside St. Peter. I'm just being a joker here. I'm going to be beside St. Peter asking you questions before you get in the Golden Gates, saying, did you know that John W. Spring sent you all these letters? Did you know that Deagle put him on the show because he knew that he was the whistleblower for the Cuban Missile Crisis? Now we got the Venezuelan Missile Crisis. We got North Korea being the Walmart for nukes and deliverable weapons. And you just mentioned on the break that Pyongyang has made a deal with Cairo. What the hell? We should have sanctions if we had the 200-plus people, individuals, and corporations and bank accounts that are involved with North Korea, and clamp down on them anywhere in the world. Hey, you're collaborating with North Korea, Egypt, you're in a lot of trouble. We're going to start clamping down on your accounts of all your people involved with this kind of crap and your corporations. And remember, it's the military generals and most of the industry in Cairo. So these guys are trying to make deals with North Korea. What do they want? Do they eventually want deliverable nukes to Cairo? Are you crazy? And look at Israel. Israel's armed to the eyeball with weapons. They don't want to use them, but they are going to defend themselves. It's called the Samson option. You know what Samson did in the temple to Dagon? He pulled the damn thing down, which means if you try to attack Israel, say goodbye to your nation. I don't care if it's America, Russia, or anybody. You're going to die in a thermonuclear holocaust if you attack little Israel. Israel will do the Samson option on you. So if we know this, and you know this, there's absolutely no reason for us to even have Mattis, these other generals in the wings say we're going to do a military strike. Are you crazy? You want 18,000 tube rockets heading down, raining on Seoul, killing 10 million South Koreans and our troops? Do you really want to have China deciding to start firing nukes at our U.S. cities without a proper missile defense system? Do you want 150 dead Americans within hours and maybe the rest eating each other within months? That's what will happen if you do this kind of crap. And you then listen up. If you simply clamp down, which Trump hasn't done yet, I don't know why. I mean, I'm looking at this and thinking, Trump, I know you and your advisors know damn well. You know the names of the bankers. You know the SWIFT bank account transfer numbers. You got freaking everything. Why don't you clamp? And if you look at these letters from John W. Spring, who's in panic now, damn it, you better do it immediately, because even by the summer or the fall, we could be facing a nuke heading toward the U.S. or what's even nastier in some ways is the damn proliferation of these to Iran and to Egypt, and God knows who else is going to try to acquire these nuclear or missile delivery systems that can deliver a biological, chemical, or radioactive weapon. This is nuts, and there's no need for it at all. If you simply clown down on the partners that are collaborating with North Korea, Kim Jong-un and his generals will shrivel like a petals of a flower in a hot day sun in the concrete. They'll just disappear and will not even be an issue. Will they?
That's right. I have to correct myself. It's my understanding that the State Department did clamp down during the Trump administration on Egypt.
Oh, Well, that's good, but there's a lot more clamping to do. I've been doing my research, and I don't want to waste all your time with all the things I know that are going on, but there's dozens of banks, not only in China, but outside of China, the Russians, and Putin's playing games with us. After we put the sanctions on him, with Congress did bipartisanly, after they did this very lame approach to try to disrupt our elections, which didn't do anything. Facebook's ad are crap, okay? But Putin has an attitude. It was a buddy of Putin put $2 million into this junk. And, you know, these people are novices. Obviously, they're idiots. But Putin himself needs to smarten up and stop threatening us with an untouchable missile that can hit us. Guess what, Putin? All you're doing is you're starting what's called the missile nuclear war. And once we have an impenetrable defense against your nukes, you're toast, buddy. And you have to understand that under Trump, if he gets two terms, you're going to be toast, which means your nation will be a target. If you try to strike Israel through Iran, which is your proxy nation, you will be turned into a nuclear waste heap, all seven time zones of your nation. And I don't want to see poor Russian girls and boys, men and women die. But Mr. Putin, you might think you're real smart. You're not smarter than us. You need to shut up and stop threatening us. You need to start collaborating to build business so people aren't starving to death in your stupid country. And you need to stop supporting people like the mullahs. Look at this idiot Obama. As I say, no more mullah, which is money, and no more mullahs, damn it. Support the people so we can get rid of the regime and cut off all the stuff for Kim Jong, and he'll become, all we'll do after he cut his nation class, we'll give him free tickets to go to Disneyland. How about that?
Absolutely. And the additional amusement park right next to it, whose name I forget.
The Seven Flags. So what people need to understand, this is solvable. It's like the health care issue. My plan would cost one-fifth of what it costs. Every American would be covered. It would be real simple. You'd have a value-added tax that would cover catastrophic insurance, and you could contract directly to your doctors for $40 for an adult and $20 for a child, so there's no damned insurance carriers. Preventive care and functional medicine evaluations and genetic and other epigenetic care and so will be covered, including stem cell banking every individual to give you stem cells and regenerate your organs as you get older so you don't die of organ deficiency. What people don't understand, I already have a plan that would cost a fraction, including occupational medicine care. Why do they separate it? So the damn occupational industries can make a fortune and make you cost $12,000 more for a vehicle. Well, the same thing goes with missile defense. If they put in my laser net interferometry system, all these nations trying to strike us, it would be like trying to strike a ninja warrior. You'd never be able to touch us. But the real first thing is just simply clamp down on all these characters. I guarantee you they got their SWIFT transfer numbers, their addresses, their phone and email, and their phone system in China, cell phones. By the way, the NSA controls their phone system called 3COM. Do you know that the actual phone system in China is actually owned by the NSA? Did you know that?
No, I did not, but it doesn't surprise me.
I know all kinds of stuff, including classified, and I'm sick. I'm sick that our government doesn't give our good president the proper intel information to take this seriously. He probably thinks from his knuckleheads around him that they're years away from striking us. And let me tell you, Mr. Trump, you're a great guy, but you have bad people around you that are not giving you information because they're idiots. Or they're trying to hide something from you because they don't want to tell you the truth. I don't know what the hell is wrong with them mentally, but they need to get with the program. This is easily solvable. If you clamp down like you do on everything else, like you're going to do on the opioids, there's another wrong-headed thing you're doing. You think that by harassing doctors regarding their pain meds, no. I'm writing an article to explain what pain is, as I talked about an hour or two. The problem is they don't have problem solvers out there. I'm a problem solver. I'm like my ancestor Moshe. You can present me with any problem, like the genius John W. Spring, and he'll pull it apart because he can't deal with cognitive dissonance. That's why you looked at this issue and saw one fact and this fact and that fact. And even though you hadn't been in Cuba, you knew that, well, they had missiles. And that's why you notified the president, and they actually went in there and stopped it. By the way, those missiles weren't completely taken out of there until the end of the Soviet Union, which fell because we economically pulled a plug on the buggers. You know that's what happened. It wasn't Mr. Gorbachev tear down this wall. We were behind the scenes actually tearing down their economic wall from these damn communists. We're putting our lives and lives of people in the world in danger. And Putin's no different. He's another mafia don. I call him Rasputin. What do you think? Good term for him, isn't it?
Yes. I concur with that term, Rasputin. By the way, although Putin is not nearly as smart as President Trump, I know that he has a far better advisor. And because he has a far better advisor, he's able to come up with all of these devious plans.
But guess what? If anybody has reasonable intelligence, you can seize their devious plans. And I know our intel agencies fully have all this information. They're not delivering it to Trump or packaging it properly so he takes action. Better do it now, Trump, because we're in danger now. Implore those people around Trump to please get the man or his advisors to contact you. To please take these things seriously. We'll provide more information. In fact, I don't even mention all the stuff I know. I tell people I'm not cruel. I may not be nice, but I'm not cruel. I'm not going to tell people everything I know, because if they did, their hearts would stop. If they just knew how great the danger was of so many things going on in this nation, like Napolitano, one of the people under Obama, who was the the director over nukes coming in containers, let's say, across the U.S. border, with trucks that are coming across the border every day now, or through naval ports, or the danger of an EMP attack with a fishing boat 200 miles off the coast, and you wouldn't even hear a pop. All you know is your damn cell phone doesn't work and you can't pump gasoline anymore. Do people know how freaking dangerous things are? Do they have any damn conception how close we are to catastrophe, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle. And the problem is because they're of a different generation
they're politicians. They need to break the word down. Poly, many, and tick is bloodsuckers. So these are bloodsuckers hanging around like raw meat, Mr. Trump, so that they feel a sense of importance. Just like Hope Hicks, all of a sudden she decided to start opening her mouth and saying things inside the White House and outside, and Kelly had to boot her out because, not that she was a bad person, but she started to have a mouth. All these people are egomaniacs. They don't necessarily know something really well. They start spreading rumors because there are different factions in the White House and need to get their act together and get good advice to the president. So he likes to listen to a range of opinions, and then he decides he's not an idiot, but he's getting bad advisors telling him, don't worry, Korea's 2 years off. We can negotiate. We can do this and that. Bullshit on that. And the problem is proliferation. I guarantee you, if he's making deals with Cairo, Cairo's thinking, hey, down the road, maybe if Israel's got nukes, we're going to get nukes too. That would not be good, would it? If we got Iran and Cairo, which is a Sunni nation, both with nukes. And we know already, and I'm going to tell you this, I have it from my Israeli intelligence, and I'm going to say something I haven't talked about before. I have the ImageSat satellite photographs. I have the intel information from Israeli intelligence. And this goes back over 20 years ago, believe it or not, of the Saudi Arabians funding AQ Khan of Pakistan and the Waziristani plant that we helped build with the bugger to make nukes. And it's making more nukes than anybody else on Earth per month, than even us or the Russians. And the Saudis have all those nukes on Chinese CC-3 missiles, and they've increased their range to cover anywhere in Europe or Asia. Did you know that? The Saudis have got Chinese missiles delivering Pakistani nukes. They already have them. Scary, isn't it? And we wouldn't give them nukes, so they got their missiles from China and they got the nukes from Pakistan. And the Pakistani government accepted billions and billions of dollars to support the Waziristani plant expansion. So there's a deal, and we actually knew all this stuff. In fact, it was only the last 2 years of George Bush's administration where we cut off access to the special classified libraries and access to be able to make better nukes. It was only the last 2 years of Bush's administration we cut off the Waziristani plant from having access. This is all, by the way, classified. You're not going to hear elsewhere. What do you think of that? Isn't that scary crap?
Yes, it is.
The old Deagle, how do you know this stuff? I said, I'm not going to tell you. But I can tell you it's scary. And what I see happening in terms of Trump wanting to do something, and he's kind of, he takes all the thumb screws on China, and here's a thumb screw, China, and here's Xi sticking his thumb out. And it's just like a feather touch. It's like, clamp the damn thing down on him and all his bankers and everybody else. Now he's the dictator for life? Okay. You want to stay dictator for life? It may be a very short damn life if you go to war with America and Japan, because your nation, China, will be turned into an atomic vapor in 14 minutes. They don't know this, do they? They don't freaking understand that Fukushima Daiichi means that they were growing plutonium detonators for warheads at the Fukushima plant. They don't understand the Japanese are the third nuclear power ahead of Pakistan or anybody else, even Britain. Okay? They don't understand this, that if they start a war, China's going to disappear in an atomic vapor cloud. Do they?
No, they don't. Based on what I heard coming out of NHK News from Japan as of just last night, it seems as if the North Koreans are actually willing to consider denuclearization, which is kind of strange considering, you know, they've...
I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a second. I wouldn't even dismiss it in my conscious mind. I'm going to tell you why. Every time these guys have said this, they've lied. They know, and here it's called the Rolex effect. You heard of the Rolex effect before? Now, you got to understand, this is a deagleism. The Rolex effect is to keep his generals happy. They get special food grown on their own special private farms, and they get Rolex watches and big cars to keep his generals happy so they won't poison Kim Jong-un or his sister in the dark at night. Okay? That's how this regime is held together. And by October, even with the current sanctions, the Rolex effect takes effect, which means Kim Jong can't buy any more Rolex watches or fancy cars to give the generals. So if Trump just squeezes the thumb screws in a month, he'll have them on the ground and their whole economy will fall apart. So I don't believe it for a second. The reason why is that Kim Jong's left and right testicle are in our vice, the Trump vice. And you know when he says on the Apprentice, you're fired? He's saying, squeeze on the left and the right testicle now, State Department and military, and bankers, and NSA, and people who've handled the SWIFT financial transfer system. And guess what? You're going to start hearing Kim Jong-un wailing. You'll hear him wailing from North Korea, from Pyongyang. Oh, yeah, it's bad. It hurts bad because you got Trump now, and you got to take him seriously, and he hasn't. To date, take him seriously. That's why he's meeting with this guy, Moon. Moon is a kiss-ass. Excuse my English. Moon is ridiculous. If he gets even a tiny molecule of, oh, yeah, he said he doesn't want to. He actually said in this meeting, oh, we're promised we won't nuke you. We won't send our 18,000 missiles aimed at Seoul. Are you kidding me? I'll tell you what a promise would be. How about getting rid of these damn missiles aimed within artillery range of Seoul? Then we'll believe the bugger. I don't believe a thing he says until those 18,000 artillery rockets, tube rockets, are removed from artillery range of Seoul, which is one of the largest industrial cities on the planet, and some of the nicest people in the world are Koreans, both north and south. They're just under a regime in the north. And I don't want to see 10 million Koreans die, and I don't want to see American troops die, 68,000 stationed in South Korea die, because of stupid behavior on our part, or Mr. Moon, who's a newly elected idiot from South Korea. He is a kiss butt. And if he gets the promise, oh, yeah, they promised not to nuke us, I'm thinking, are you kidding? You're like a guy going into a mafia meeting without your conciliary and your guns. And you're going to end up being chopped up into little bits and put into the soup. Okay? He's an idiot, isn't he?
He's like a babe in the woods. So.
He's a babe in the woods. He's like Hansel and Gretel. Hansel, yes, Gretel? We put lots of crumbs down to find our way back to Grandma's house. But you know the problem they have? You don't realize the wolf loves crumbs.
Yeah.
And he's going to find them and eat them in the woods before they get back to Grandma's house. That's what this guy, Moon. Moon is a very geopolitical disaster and a real major problem for us because he's even targeting, because North Korea wants to make sure we don't even do military maneuvers, which after the Special Olympics, which are going to be over the next week or two, we're going to we delayed our military maneuvers with South Korea. But South Korea is kind of winding toward, hey, yeah, maybe we just won't do them with America anymore. That's what North Korea wants. They don't want us to do military maneuvers with them to get ready to smash them hard if they decide to start tubeless rockets or fire off a nuke against anywhere in the South China Sea or like an airburst nuke or even hit a missile even dramatically close to Guam with 220,000 Americans on board.
Yes. I mean, by the way, Tokyo is already very concerned about... how those meetings went with the North.
The Tokyo are much more realistic. The Japanese are not stupid. They've dealt with the Chinese for 2,000 years. And they both have done tit-for-tat awesomely nasty things to each other. When the Japanese went into Manchuria, the stuff they did to the poor Chinese was disgusting back in the 1920s.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they don't forget it either, okay? These people have an ancient hatred. Same with the Koreans and the Chinese. There's no love lost between the Koreans and the Chinese either, is there?
No, there isn't, unfortunately.
No, unfortunately, these guys have an ancient hatred, so they don't forget. You did this 2,000 years ago to us. We're going to get you. That's what they think, believe it or not.
This is...
either have nukes or are going to get more advanced nukes. Most people aren't aware of this, but when Chile offered, and the dictator of Chile, offered to Adolf Hitler, who, by the way, died in around 86 years of age with his wife, Braun, in Chile, they actually had their nuclear scientists have an island in one of their lakes where they were making advanced nuclear weapons, and they literally challenged this dictator of Chile that they were going to make plasma fusion nuclear weapons, not just fissionable bombs, and they were going to be able to arm Chile with advanced weapons, and this is 60 years ago. People aren't aware that Brazil, just 25 years ago, had a nuclear missile and weapons program, and they supposedly mothballed it. We don't know if that's for sure, because Brazil's a big damn country. But Brazil had an advanced weapon system. They build advanced military-grade aircraft right now, and they have the best steel and aluminum in the world. And I can tell you, the people are no slouches. They have lots of good scientists. We know about this 2015 Venezuelan working at the Los Alamos nuclear plant as a nuclear engineer. He offered to give Maduro nuclear weapons, and he was talking to an undercover FBI agent and got caught and trapped, so he got charged. He's supposed to actually serve out his sentence and be out, I think, this year. People don't understand that. You're not just dealing with North Korea, you're dealing with a whole menu of nations that want to have nukes. In fact, when I sat in the media center 2 miles underground in July 10th, 1994, they had a 440-seat theater. They showed a 45-minute presentation of a video to show world leaders at this media center run by former Disney Corporation digital engineers. And they showed, I think it was 17 nations they expected by 2015 would be either acquiring nukes or have them already in deliverable weapon systems. This is frigging nuts. So people don't understand how dangerous it is, do they?
No, they don't. For example, I just came across an article today, Dr. Deagle, which was posted some time back of a girl, a young woman, who was able to jump the fence at the Russian facility that I referred to
The new facility outside Moscow, right?
Right. This is the so-called NPO Energomesh, and that rocket engine facility inside, the photographs that she took, it looked like something that you might see on the movie set for Star Wars. All of these advanced... huge, massive rocket engines, which I had never...
Do you know how the Russians are engineering? The engineer director for Littleton, Colorado, that makes the RDA rockets under license from the Russian government, people don't realize that the Russians... We haven't rebuilt a new rocket system until I heard the new one that we launched this last year, since the Saturn V5 rocket. The Russians, what they do is they re-engineer the rockets every year, and if it breaks or blows up or kills people, they just re-engineer it. They don't just do it on a computer simulation thing. They do it actually in physical, which is dangerous as hell. And the Russians, because they've done that, the RD-80 rocket was licensed to us to deliver material and supplies to the space station. It wasn't American rockets. It was the RD-80 rocket that we actually had when we were launching it from Vandenberg. Did you know that? The Russian RD-80 rocket, built in Littleton, Colorado, and shipped in Vandenberg to shoot off to our space station, the International Space Station. Most people don't know this stuff, do they?
No, they
don't. Dr. Deagle does. And let me tell you, I'm very ticked off at this stuff, because what people don't understand, they misjudge the intelligence and the danger of the Russians and what they are up to. They're very, very smart, and they have some really deadly attitudes towards us. And it's also suicidal because We've got weapons that are literally hundreds of years ahead of them. And they don't understand that. We don't even need to fire a missile. We've got things like rods from God and grazers, gamma ray weapons in space, stuff that, you know, in Star Wars, they say, wow, you got that? You can kill Darth Vader's Death Star. Yeah, we do, actually.
Yeah. But what I was amazed to find out, here are all of these weapons. It looks like you're going through a museum, except it's not a museum. It's sort of the opposite of a museum. You're
right.
Not looking at antiques. You're looking at things that are designed for the future space age.
Right. These are weapons they don't plan on deploying for 10, 20, and 50 years.
Right. And in all probability, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Vladimir Putin gave North Korea these rocket engines lock, stock, and barrel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's why we were pretty certain. He's probably got a Russian or Chinese missile guidance system in their space-based systems, so he doesn't have to reinvent that to make sure they target his cities accurately. Did you know that Lockheed Martin Intersputnik was set up in the London Stock Exchange in the late 90s under Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton approved of it? And during the Lockheed Martin Intersputnik system, they transferred targeting technology to communist Chinese and Russians because they couldn't hit the broadside of a continent until after we transferred their uplink centers in Beijing and in Moscow to accurately be able to target U.S. cities. Do you know that was entirely under Bill Clinton's regime? They actually allowed the transfer of that technology as far as the Iridium satellite system, which is low-Earth orbit satellites for SatPhone and for our military intelligence and our building of a thing called a Matrix, which is the virtual world project, which I took care of employees working at Shreve Air Force Base, the primary node of the actual omniscient matrix of Satan on Earth, which is based in Colorado Springs, 18 miles east of Colorado Springs at Falcon, the primary node of the damn matrix. It's right there. I've been in it.
Well, I was definitely aware of what was going on at Sandia and all of this.
And you've heard a lot of Martin Intersputnik, though, in London, where we actually use this technology of the Iridium sat phone system to actually transfer to Russia and China targeting technology to U.S. cities. We did it under Bill Clinton and actually gave him the technology openly, including, by the way, an older version of our supercomputer technology we gave to the communist Chinese to simulate nuke explosions and biological warfare. We gave it to the damn Chinese under Bill Clinton.
Yes. Plus, as you mentioned, advanced computer software systems.
Right.
And all of this was done during the Clinton administration, and there were those such as the attorney hired by the House of Representatives for the impeachment of Bill Clinton.
Uh-huh.
They had all of this evidence across the street.
Right.
Not one of the politicians was willing to go across because they were more concerned about Vice President Al Gore becoming the next president of the United States.
It wasn't just that. George Bush Sr. was the guy who finished Project Omega, conceived by the Nazis. Remember, George Bush Sr.'s actual father's name is Scherf. He was actually the assistant to Adolf Hitler. Did you know that?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, you know about Scherf and about the fact that George Bush Sr., that's why you see the Bush line, the new Bush is actually, Jeb Bush's son is now running in the Texas elections right now. People need to realize the Bushes are deeply embedded in the Bohemian Grove and the globalist organizations. I think they call their family and their place up there the Hillbillies. That's what they call themselves. This is a dangerous family. George Bush, his father actually was involved and actually charged with literally aiding and abetting and actually doing bank loans to the Adolf Hitler, to the Third Reich regime. He actually made sure bank loans to provide weapons. And most people don't realize that the British Queen paid with, this is Queen Elizabeth, paid the Germans and to actually make advanced artillery shells and weapons in Germany, and told our British aircraft, do not bomb these facilities because they're making weapons for us, and they paid with the Queen's bullion. Did you know that?
Was this during World War II?
World War II, exactly. World War II, the British paid the Germans, and they had, you know, Krupp, K-R-U-P-P? Krupp Steel made weapons for the British that were used against Germans, paid for by the Queen's bullion. That's how dirty this is.
Well, it would have had to be the King's, because Elizabeth did not assumed power until around 1948, I believe, after the war.
Right, but whatever it is, it was, in other words, the I'm talking about the royals in Britain, King George, the royals in Britain actually paid for the munitions, building the Krupp factory because they didn't have the quality of a production of Krupp steel, and I took care of pilots who were flying, were told specifically, do not bomb the Krupp steel facilities, they're making weapons for us.
Well, there was a lot of that that went on.
Dirty, dirty deals. People don't understand this. We're also told not to bomb the work factories. We call they talk about these internment camps. They were work camps, and we actually, because we bombed their food supplies, everybody in the work camps as well as the military were starving to death.
Yeah.
So a lot of people didn't die of being incinerated. They died of starvation and ticks and other diseases that killed a lot of people in there, and they just shoved them into mass graves. So what people think they heard is not the truth at all, is it?
No, it isn't. It's a sad situation.
And afterward, we actually surrendered millions of Germans to the Russians, who starved them to death out in the cold, and they died of hypothermia under the Russian dictators after the war. Nasty, yeah, Stalin. We gave them to Stalin to kill them.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.